We were talking last hour, the Daily Mail out of England has done an investigation into, as they describe, mega-rich celebrities who applied for and received those PPP loans during COVID. Some millions of dollars, and these mega-rich celebrities worth a lot of money received these loans, and actually many of them have been forgiven of the loans. All part of what the PPP program is about. They've done nothing illegal. It's just that people are looking and going, worth all that money, and you actually applied for a loan. And then we got to talking about, you know, well, what are the parameters? Couldn't resist, had to look it up.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. Okay.
From the Small Business Association that oversaw the PPP. Yep. The PPP loans were designed to provide a direct incentive for small businesses to keep their workers on payroll, used to help payroll costs, including benefits, could be used to pay mortgage interest, rent, utilities, worker protection costs, all related to COVID-19. Even uninsured property damage costs caused by looting or vandalism during 2020. All loans could be forgiven if retention criteria was met and the funds were used for eligible expenses. Okay.
So, did they define a small business?
Glad you asked. And here's the qualifications. Sole proprietors, independent contractors, self-employed persons. Any small business that meets the SBA's size standards of a small business, which could include any business, nonprofit, veterans organization, tribal business, with the greater of 500 employees, or if the business that has an NAICS code that begins with 72 and accommodation for food and services that has less than 500 per location. So there's a wide range. So all these celebrities that had these businesses that we talked about last hour would qualify. With some of the parameters. It doesn't make any reference that I see here in
personal wealth or anything
or
like
need.
Exactly.
Right. Yes.
The value or of a of. Business yes. and wealth of individuals that might be involved. And then it talks about how, man, in order to get the loan forgiveness, you need to hire somebody in order to the paperwork you have to go through to make sure, again, you're spending it on all the proper parameters of the loan in the first place. That's the only way you can apply for loan forgiveness as well as interest forgiveness, too. But it takes an effort. And some of these celebrities, apparently, and their companies have gone through that effort.
Yeah.
You can read the original story if you'd like. We have it up as a podcast segment and a link on our Morning Team Show page. And as I said, they've done nothing. It's just, and I think, Pat, you put it well, you know, just the imagery.
Yeah.
The look.
Yeah, that they really didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
They didn't. They didn't need to
do it. It's an image thing, but legally they did what they could.
Oh, yeah. No, they did. It was there for them.
And people were employed.
We blame for that.
People were employed and they kept their jobs.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Right. Yeah, and, you know, at the same time, I guess, you know, when they were creating the PPP loans, I mean, you know, you could sit there and make so much of a detailed criteria, I guess, but they didn't do that.
No, they were...
They wanted to get them out quick,
doing what the federal government does. They were throwing money out as quickly as possible.
In a helpful way. A lot of people did benefit from it.
Yeah, there were a lot of people that felt the money was doled out and really not spent, at least not soon.
Well, and some of that did happen, and some of it was spent wrong. We know. So
right.
I get it. All taking into context, it's like people, you have to make your own decisions, what you think.
I'm just glad that Tom Brady was able to eat tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And healthy.
Feed his kids. That's important, you know.
Because Tom Brady was on the list, folks.